Budget hearing in order.
That's Mark.
That's right. Our most kind, gracious Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us where we fall short at, Lord. We ask you to be with us during this meeting that everything that is according to your will. We say this humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, board.
Good evening.
Thank y'all all for being here. Mr. Davis made me a little nervous for a
minute. I'm too many boards at the same time.
So we are going to go ahead and start with a tentative budget hearing. I put a budget recap in front of all of you, so I'm kind of just going to go over that really quick before we go into our resolution. So you guys are on the same page.
Yeah, I got it.
You can kind of see, of course, we're going to be talking about our millage rate. But we kind of want to go over this as a whole and kind of explain what that does bring in as revenue. So in general fund, we are hoping to sensibly adopt the 9.8. Parks and Rec would be the 0.50, how we talked about. Or EMS would be the 3.2. We did ask in that first meeting that we tend to proposed millage rate is 10 mils for general fund, but we did back that down to 9.8. But if you'll look in that first column of the revenues at like 85 million, that first column there, but then you look at the one beside it when the expenditures are 87 million and some change, that difference is that 1.2 million that general fund is already having to put into other funds in order to balance those. So, you know, general fund is a big part of balancing a lot of those funds because they're not self-sustaining. If you look over to that last column for grants, we're at like over $48 million worth of grants for the next year. That might be give or take a little bit. That's not including anything that gets added after the fact. But this is what we have on the table right now. So you can see, well, over 50% of our budget is grants. So we do have lots of fun trying to juggle that sometimes. But I just kind of wanted to give you guys a picture of the revenues versus expenditures and, you know, kind of how all of that works. Does anyone have any questions so far?
No.
Okay. Well, if that's okay, then we're going to go ahead and start with our resolution. I'm going to be reading these in full, and we're going to be adopting our millage rate first. That has already been worked into the budget. Okay? This will be resolution number 2024-77 of Dixie County Board. A resolution establishing the tentative millage rate in Dixie County Board for the fiscal year commencing October 1st, 2024, providing for an effective date. Whereas the Dixie County property appraiser was certified a tax roll, and whereas the Board of County Commissioners of Dixie County, Florida on September 5th of 2024 adopted the fiscal year tentative millage rate following a public hearing as required by Florida Statute 200.065, and whereas the gross taxable value for the operating purposes not exempt from taxation within Dixie County has been certified by the Dixie County or by the county property appraiser to the Board of County Commissioners as $800,963,792. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of Dixie County, Florida, that the tentative operating millage rate for fiscal year commencing October 1st, 2024 shall be 9.8 mils in general fund, 3.2 mils in emergency medical services fund, and 0.50 mils and the Library and Recreation Fund. The total fiscal year operating millage rate is 13.5000 mills, which is an increase over the rollback rate of 12.5392 mills by 7.66%. The resolution will take effect immediately upon its adoption. Resolved this day in a public hearing, the 5th day of September 2024, by majority vote of the Dixie County Board of County Commissioners. Can I get a motion?
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood. Any discussion?
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Can you give me a time, darling? Yes, ma'am.
That was 5-0 vote, gentlemen. I just make sure I had my records.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Next, we are going to have a resolution adopting our tentative budget. This is the County Florida Resolution 2024-78, a resolution adopting tentative budget for fiscal year 24 and 25. Whereas the Board of County Commissioners of Dixie County, Florida has this 5th day of September of 2024 held a public hearing to adopt its tentative budget for the tax year beginning October 1st of 2024. And whereas said public hearing has duly advertised as provided by statute 200.065, and whereas the Board of County Commissioners of Dixie County, Florida set forth appropriations and revenue estimates for both the fiscal year 24-25 in the amount of $87,084,847. Now, therefore, it be resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of Dixie County, Florida, that the tentative budget for fiscal year commencing October 1st, 2024, regarding the general fund, communications, County Ordinance 2004-03, Port Facilities Fund, Property Airport Fund, Fire District Fund, Recreation Library Fund, County Transportation Fund, Trust Fund, Ship Fund, Solid Waste Fund, Emergency Medical Services Fund, Law Enforcement Trust Fund, Emergency 911 System and Impact Fee Fund has hereby adopted. Resolved this day in a public hearing, the 5th day of September 2024, by majority vote of the Dixie County Board of County Commissioners.
Motion.
A motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second, Mr. Osteen. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Thank you. May I have some time for me? Okay, that's all I have for y'all. Thank you so much for trusting the finance department to start this.
Has anybody got anything else to say?
Appreciate
y'all.
Yes.
Anybody in the audience? Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second,
Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah. You got a blue pen or a black pen?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.